they're stained with really, really horrible Mexican food and mixture, those are free if anybody is okay with that. Also, if somebody wants them and doesn't have $5 but has something or really, really just wants them, talk to me. It'll be cool. One way or another. I am from Denver, so as a result, some of my poems, especially the one I'm going to do first, have references to that place. So if you don't
use this against me.
In uptown Manhattan, there's a restaurant called Poverty where your drinks come wrapped in brown paper. There aren't any tables, just asphalt and broken glass, but you have to pay $300 at the door, and the waiting list is filled for months. People call it the POV, go to show that they can, and make jokes about everyone outside that can't afford to make it in. There isn't a school you can put on an application or find in the phone book that won't tell you to make something of yourself. Go far, live up to your potential. But the translation of these words varies district to district, school to school, National Honor Society to below proficient. These speeches mean something different depending on the audience. Denver School of the Arts. Bees are blackmail. Treat them the way your parents treat their past drug use and hardcore rappers treat affairs with men. Don't waste these wonderful opportunities you've been given because you're all so brilliant. There's 20 kids that want your spot, so drive that sucker home. PS1 Charter School. You're sleeping on the edge of not enough and losing ground, so please, I know you're trying, but you'll have to do better than that. I know we have lots of bad things to say about capitalism, but it's a game you have to play if you want to get by. Trying to survive without income is like writing with an unsharpened pencil, but work will grind up your years till you're sharp but stubby, and thin enough you break against paper, putting you right back where you were at the beginning, only your kids won't be kids anymore. Manual High School. Just don't fuck up too bad. Please. Flute lessons. I'd say your kid was charming even if I wasn't getting paid. After school programs, it's our job to prove the stereotype wrong. Private drug counseling. Now you're making the family look bad. Juvenile court. Don't have to know your story to know that you're guilty. Sometime. These white Greek marble Sometime, these white Greek marble buildings will be pebbles. Sometime, English will only be spoken in prayers for the sake of tradition. Sometime, you'll give up fighting for justice as unrealistic and settle for much smaller goals than you ever thought you'd have to. Sometime, wearing overalls and a baseball cap, you'll refill the water of foreigners in an American restaurant that serves food that's nothing like what you grew up on. But 100 years later, they'll name the streets you live on after one of your own to show good faith. And 100 years after that, they'll clap extra loud at your angry poems about what their ancestors committed. Sympathetic, but still grateful the cards fell where they did. It's just a coincidence when everyone at your birthday party is white. Just a coincidence like when two best friends show up to school wearing the same outfit. Your mind is open. The whole world speaks English because they like the way that it sounds, and everyone gets what they deserve. The poor created poverty, the ghetto created itself, and put in anyone else's place, you'd still be right where you are now. Maybe in the future they'll find out why some people are so good at fucking up their own lives. But race and gender aren't important, class can be taken off overnight. There's no such thing as culture, advantage, or power. Having Barack Obama's name on a pin or a front on your front lawn can make up for the fact that you don't have any black friends. Punk rock was invented so young white Americans could have minority status without having to talk to anyone who believes in God. A lot of people can't see the distinction between a cute shop on Colfax that serves cereal to hipsters in pajamas and an eviction notice, knowing Bayard Rustin and Alexander Berkman's names won't cancel out the damage you leave behind, and no matter how much sushi you eat, you still can't take back the atomic bomb. The homes of former bohemians don't look any different when it's your job to clean them. But when a poem takes place on the other side of the world, you can always believe that it's not about you. Basically like Las Vegas, but bigger and with way more slavery. So this is a poem about that. Hope you all enjoy it, I guess. It's called Dubai. So you're in Dubai. 80,000 gallons of fuel burn to take you to a place that means comfort and spectacle and escape. Your luggage will be carried upstairs for you because your back's being treated as a VIP. You owe this to yourself. There's a net hanging over city limits to keep out disease. 430 monkeys meant for a zoo are soaking in alcohol so you'll never have to fear Ebola. The lights are bright enough to blot out the sun, but there's contracts on an invisible dome that will let you count on a starry sky if you ever get homesick. In the lobby wait the prostitutes, brought here by promises of work that turned out as real as Y2K. They move through the hands of bankers and businessmen like money in their home countries once the Soviets left. Holocaust survivors have tattoos as proof of where they've been, but the girls here absorb the violence all over their faces, and it's so much sexier than numbers in black ink. It's in the way she pulls you into the elevator and looks you over. It's force and fear of death made to look like desire. Her eyes can't see straight without looking through a life of abuse, but you'll say it's all just Eastern mystery. You're in the suite now, and she takes her clothes off like it's a duty. You strip like you're keeping a secret, and you are, but your wife never has to know if you're careful. She can't be 18, but there's different laws for different classes here. The age of consent goes down as your salary goes up and you're loaded. You've never gotten laid half a mile over the ocean before, but this is Dubai. There's so open-minded here. You're entitled to pleasure, pleasure, leisure, pleasure. The only work is the thrusting, but it's just a couple years until machines can do that for you too. When it's over, neither one of you is thinking about the other. You're thinking about what you'll say at the orientation. She's thinking about breaking the window with her body. You each put your passion into other places. All you see is economics. You look at some people and guess their personal value. You look at others and guess the lowest wage they'd work for. So look at these buildings and see the money spent, the resources sapped, the workers killed, 900 a year, then tell me why you think Dubai's so pretty. But you read journals that tell you you earned this because anything else would turn it into sin. Your janitors and construction workers could all have pyramids and private islands if they just rolled up their sleeves and got to work. Your clothes, your car, your bank account could all be handmade if there was no cheap labor, but there is. This is Dubai. This is opportunity. 90% of the population in poverty, deportable in a second opportunity. You don't need scaffolding, just a system on your side that says you have to pay to survive. You have the cash, they have the need. You have the blueprints, they have the bodies, so the cranes come up. Your tower comes up, you choose a new shade of neon, and they say you're a genius, but don't give yourself that much credit. Anyone can have an idea. Head down to the work camps. They've got plenty. They have ideas of not showing up to work until they have running water. They have ideas of marching down the highway till the cars turn back the other way. They have ideas of sabotage, ideas they won't give their lives to other people whose wealth only exists on computers to make the name of your business spoken from Jakarta to Vienna. 101 miles from now, from here, a speech is underway saying life stolen is still murder, even if we've got our heartbeat, so don't worry about getting killed. We're already dead, but we might win life if we fight. God damn it all. I wanted to do other things. God damn the city. God damn the lights. They might be bright enough to black out the stars, but they won't be bright enough to hide the pain that charges them. You eat dim sum in a bar under the ocean, listening to Burt Bacharach covers and talking about how to capture the Asian market. This is Dubai. No taxes, no unions, no elections, no newspapers that can say this is wrong. But you can drink, and you can watch adult movies, and you can party as hard as you want to. This is Dubai. They're so open-minded here. This is Dubai, and it's yours for a while. There is a point when it gets too late for possibilities that don't involve you feeling awful, where this could end any number of ways, but none of them that won't hurt. There is a point when it becomes too late to be an innocent civilian any longer, no matter how pure you act, where even if you don't deserve what you get, no one's going to be surprised. Kindness can be just as deadly of a sin as the rest of them, but it's still the one I'll choose till I'm taught hard enough not to. Drain me of blood and give it up for transfusion. Put me up for donation. I want no part of this. Fuck this world of wounds and weapons. How could anyone stand to spend 80 years here? Sooner or later, I'll be someone I can't even relate to from where I'm at today, but I won't let that stop me now, because no matter who you are, there'll come a time when no one will have heard of you or William Shakespeare. A boy that looks like me is crouched in a doorway with a cigarette in his mouth, singing "The Masquerade is Over" and meaning it. A song that's older than all of his problems that still sounds the same as it always has. The cigarette is lit, but it won't always be. A cloud of smoke's coming out of his mouth, but in 30 seconds, it'll be air safe for babies to breathe like it was never even there. If the world were made up of people like us, there'd be no landmines, barbed wire, or preschools. We feel what we feel like we are the first to ever feel it, and say every word like we're the last that get to. We treat ourselves like people we'll never see again. Treat our bodies and our futures the way the powerful treat the powerless. They'll adjust. They'll have to. We're not the you diarrhea medicine ads are talking to. Politicians can only say they love America so long as we're not Americans. We were not made for this world, or else it wasn't made for the likes of us, and we may never find a piece of it. We're honestly at peace, and so praise the Lord for all the places we haven't been. Let's hope we can never see them all, so we can still believe in a paradise stronger than all of our problems we don't mean to fix. We're sure that if we wound up with different hometowns and birthdays, that we could have had it. Could have been Todd Browning movie extras in the 20s, street toughs in the 50s that never saw a front lawn, crazy kids in love in the Columbine 90s, Brazilian pop stars, Seminole warriors, Chinese peasants 5,000 years ago, or old Polish vagabonds that froze to death last week. There could have been a place for us, there could have been a time, it could have been our here and now, but it wasn't. We never found a day we hate so much as New Year's Eve, but we would end our lives and the world along with it just to stall off midnight forever. We hang on. Accident to recovery, low to high. Let the highs last long and the lows be soft and gentle, and may we survive. We get hurt again. So hurt us all so bad we never get hurt again. We pray to find people like us, then we pray to get away. Then we pray to have them back, but never learn anything but better prayers next time. God damn us all, God save us all. Drown this filthy world again, it's hopeless. Save it anyways. Give us a speck of this place or whatever other ones you've got that we can feel full forever, that we can feel call ours, that we can call for the likes of us. Prison riots in our heads and pilgrimage stampedes in our hearts, empty all over but bursting with soul. May there be another side. May we survive ourselves. May we survive it all. May we survive.
Screamy stuff, but I'm trying to keep it quick and fast. This is, I hear this is a college town, is what it's called. This would mean that perhaps some people in this audience would be what would be called college kids. Is that the expression? College students, I guess. I don't know. This is a poem about college. It's really mean, so if you're a good person and you're in college, I don't mean it personally at all.
It's perfect for ID.
If you're not a decent person and you're in college, I mean every word of it. This is called Your Crazy Phase. Drink, drink, drink. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Snort, snort, snort. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Play, play, play. Study, study, study. Finals, finals, finals. Then party all goddamn summer long. These are your wild times. This is your crazy phase. This is college. You are free. Freer than you've ever been or will be again. No parents to bug you about your diet or your studies. No kids to say, but dad, you do it too. Here's what you have to know. You can call yourself poor now. You can call yourself a broke college student and make ramen jokes, and everyone will laugh and understand. For example, you have to live in a sketchy neighborhood near people with darker skin than you because you're a broke college student and, ramen's expensive. You're living for free now, spending your days sitting down, your nights rocking out, and your money on furniture and clothes. That's okay. You can go up to Spangers and tell them to get a life and get away with it. You're just being kitschy now, but you won't be in a couple years when you learn to get realistic. And there's a word you ought to know. It's called fuck. Say it. It's your job. When you fall over or spill your beer, you say fuck. When someone brings up zombies, you say fuck yeah. If you want to make a sentence longer, just fucking put a fuck in between two fucking words and start listening to bands with names like fucking Al. That's pretty crazy, huh? That's college for you. College is crazy. You can listen to the music the media won't tell you about, which is why NPR loves it so much. And with the buds in your ears, we won't have to picture what you'd look like with a Bluetooth on. With a 40 in your hands, I can picture French vintage wine. With an Obama button, I can picture an Obama button. You can boycott China or even join a group with socialists in the name. Your employers down the road will get it. We all need a hobby, and solitaire can't do it for everyone. And at some point, you will go to Europe. This will change your life. When you get back, you can talk about how in Europe, they have great education and socialized medicine, and you don't know why we don't. Even if it go towards people that don't know their existentialism or deserve it, your heart is big. You know that if they got some degrees and threw out their Bibles and guns, got some degrees and no community college won't cut it, they might even be as smart as you. Sex. You're in college, silly. Just remember the names of your hookups when you make fun of them to your friends. Drinking, motherfucker, it's not like you're an alcoholic if you pass your exams and use shampoo. Drugs, perfect to watch trippy movies and write philosophy papers on, except for crack and meth, except at white trash theme parties, and stay away from needles. That shit'll show. Keep your drunk arguments verbal and keep your horseplay light. Appearance is everything, and in the boardroom, chipped teeth don't fly. And when you trip, stay safe and hydrated. You got good things ahead. Keep away from prison and tattoos and getting people pregnant and other things that'll hold you back when your hair is even and your chin is bare. Just keep the photos and underground hip-hop and stories of crazy nights running across town in search of cheap tacos to tell your future dates so they can know you're once something like dangerous. Throw glass at hard things. Vomit a dance, get it out of your system while you can still blame it on spring break. Just keep the scraps of bumper sticker you couldn't scrape off, the tiny holes through your earlobes that used to be stretched an inch wide, and the diploma in your cabinet that says your plate will have that much more food on it and your smile will be that much brighter. Just because you showed up and didn't set anything on fire, just because you were there. I kind of feel like doing something new. If y'all want to hear about the atomic bomb sometime, find out about it, I guess. Talk to me, I don't know. This is called, what's this one called? A Weary Kind of Grace. And it's about, I don't know, like a month and a half ago, I was at this big youth poetry competition, and it was really inspiring to see friends of mine have whole theaters. No respect them just from they didn't know them when they got on stage and make a difference to people. And people can do it through poetry, people can do it through, you know, politics, people can do it, I hate politics, but you know, that idea. People can do it through music, people can do it through a million different things, but basically people's power to inspire, I guess, is what this is about. The man I met on a train, riding past my station, whiskey bottle at your side, and guitar old enough to be your twin in your arms. You offered my friend a drink, but he wasn't thirsty. You said, "You know what? Fuck you. What makes you think you're better than me? Fuck you. I don't need you." You held your guitar closer, like a child leaving home. "I don't need anyone. You can't count on anyone. They always leave, except for you, girl. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Oh, God, I love you so much." We left. You stayed, loving like I can't, with a song or a poem that may never make it on a page or a stage. No audience but people wishing you'd shut up, but I would trade my life in these words to hear yours. To anyone who's ever driven past Friend, Nebraska late at night and thought about suicide, lit up the sign for the exit with their headlights, said the word like Boris Karloff, "Friend," thought about getting off, maybe did. Maybe went to the super buffet and tried conversation with the fish tank. Checked in the motel, hoping for a welcome wagon, hoping for someone other than the late night TV preacher willing to tell you that you can still be saved. Moved into town, just to find out there are no blind men and friend to offer you wine, new words, and prayers. Just a town where every house comes with a torch that can always be lit if you show off too much of yourself. You got something I want. You got something I need.
to the Pachucas who rooted for the bad guys at Normandy as part of their own fight against fascism, and KGB interrogators that only wanted to make their fathers proud, to anyone who's ever run through rain and under bridges singing Love Is Gonna Let Me Down, anyone who's had the highlight of their year come when a mob of pigeons parted to make a gap shaped like you as they flew your way, said out loud, I'm somebody. Because if I wasn't, those fucking birds would have flown right through me. You got something in you. Old men are being flown across oceans and war zones to try and say half as well as you, but they won't be able to. They won't be able to. You got something that could save my day if I heard it. Something I need, because I'm dying on this staircase, wanting to know that there's people who've nailed a weary kind of grace. There's a stage made for you to stand on. A crowd you are born to say, sign, howl, or gargle these words at. You need them, they need you, and they will never forgive you if you don't find them. It is a sold-out theater with lights that will cover you like an X-ray. Sad children with bracelets coming hot, sad children with bracelets on their arms, coming sober, leaving high, leaving sober. It is a mattress on a floor with wrinkly blankets on top of you, and someone who cares, who respects you enough to spend tonight next to you, telling each other what you all need to hear, and you might not mean it in a month, but you still will tomorrow, but it looks like your day is free. You, my dear, are gorgeous, and I'm dying to figure out just how. When your skull is empty and your bones are clean, there might be a heaven, a hell, or an end for you. I won't pretend that I know, but you're still alive. And you're still you, and there's no saying how long that'll all be true. There are bombs without morals and killers without motives. They can strike without a sign, but they ain't got you yet. You got something you need, something you gotta say, so spit the hell out of it while you can and show us all your own weary kind of grace. You can get up on a stage and make people cry just by the sounds that you make. That's not nothing. You can stand in front of strangers and make them feel less alone. You can make them feel strong. That's not nothing either. If I knew you well enough to be proud of you, you don't know how proud I'd be.
Out here.
Are you in the training?
I'm going.